This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've used an app to take public transit, get the keys to a shared car, or hail a ride, you're getting a taste of what's called the mobility revolution. Basically, the new services and products that help you get around without a car. What's revolutionary, though, isn't just the changes to how we travel, but also what this means for the environment, different companies and industries. And yeah, it's happening pretty quickly in America, but parts of Europe have gone further. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from Berlin.
When I open the Moovil app, I see my current
position. Mary Oswald works for the German
the
company Moovil. She says the kind of things you expect to hear from someone at a tech company focused on transportation services and apps.
We really believe that public transit is the backbone of every city's mobility infrastructure.
The Moovil app also connects to the car-sharing service Car2Go and a ride-hailing service called My Taxi. Many of these are increasingly available in the U.S. and elsewhere in Europe. The Moovil worldview says transportation must be convenient and green.
Nowadays, the necessity to own a car, I think it's not present like it was in the past years.
Also on message, unless you happen to know Moovil's owner, Daimler, parent company of Mercedes-Benz. Take that in for a minute. This is the German car company, tracing its history all the way back to Carl Benz, credited with inventing the gas-powered automobile back in the 19th century. It has a whole division steering people toward a future with fewer cars on the road.
So we could use, for example, public transit. We might use a Car2Go.
I continue the conversation with Oswald on the sidewalk, asking her to get me directions to my hotel. Moovil's app recommends we head down to the subway, Berlin's U-Bahn.
Daimler has been evolving really beyond being just an automobile manufacturer into really a network mobility provider.
Daimler, BMW, and Volkswagen are all talking like this now, and to different degrees, launching new businesses and investing in startups.
This is our stop, so let's get off.
And it's not just in Europe. Back up on the street, I ask her to punch another destination into the app.
Okay, so can you try typing in Portland, Oregon?
Unfortunately, there are no connections available.
Which is fine, because I can just call them up. Portland is where Moovil's North American headquarters is. Their CEO, Nat Parker, is eager to explain how Moovil makes it possible to buy public transit tickets on smartphones.
So I'll get us a couple 2.5-hour tickets.
Parker definitely didn't start out as a Daimler guy. He came into the fold when the German automaker bought his startup, which focuses on public transit. Back at the office, he tells me about when his new boss paid a visit to Portland. He's a Daimler veteran who drives a screaming fast Mercedes sports car, and he wanted Parker to give him a ride.
And I said, well, I can, but I've been trying to hide from you the fact that I have a car you wouldn't like. And so I introduced Jörg to Sheila, my 1999 Subaru station wagon. Jörg bent over laughing at the vehicle. She has many a dent. She sputters a bit when you drive her. But I said, look, I'm the face of the new Daimler customer.
He's part of a rising generation that doesn't seem to care as much whether they own a car as long as they get to where they want to go. This worries Germany's automakers, but they're hopeful they can still make money off these folks by selling them access to car sharing and ride hailing, ideally in cars they manufacture. Daimler also sells mobile ticketing software to public transit agencies and earns commissions on ticket sales. These new mobility businesses also offer the possibility of positive environmental impact.
The reduction in people sitting one butt to a chair in one car, it's really going to have a huge impact, not just on greenhouse gas emissions, but also on some of the core makeup of our cities.
That means a potential image boost for an industry sometimes seen as environmentally suspect or even outright scandalous in the case of VW and its emissions cheating. These mobility services are very new, so it's not yet clear what the environmental impact will be or whether the perceived millennial skepticism about car ownership is real and lasting. Car companies aren't quite sure, which is why they're putting hundreds of millions into these new mobility ventures. That sounds like a lot, but Daimler alone did nearly 150 billion euros in 2015 overall revenue. So it and the competition are investing way outside their historical comfort zone. In Berlin, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.